Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. May the force be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Mike Menzies back on the show. Mike is an original founding member of our Brain Trust going all the way back to 1998. We were so fortunate to get him to join us back in those days to help us. And he's so all these years now, coming up on 15 years, he's been the resident member banking. Resident banker, I should say, in our Brain Trust, and he's taught us so much, and he's still got so much to teach us. He's our good friend. He's also the president of and CEO of Easton Bank and Trust over on the eastern shore of the great state of Maryland. Mike Menzies, welcome back to the show.
Oh, James, Obi-Wan Kenobi, it's great to be with you, sir. Always a pleasure.
It's good to be with you too, Mike. We're going to talk about the event last week in a little bit, but before we do, I want to get to some news. As most people probably are, if they're paying attention at all, know, the little island, the tiny island of Cyprus in the Mediterranean Sea, is the big financial newsmaker right now, because they have two big bad banks, and being big and bad is only good if you're Leroy Brown. Because when you're big and bad in the bank system, that means you probably are about to fail, right, Mike?
There's certainly that probability based on all the news accounts that you'll have a couple of big banks that fail. What a contrast to the American banking system,
right?
And the attention, the due diligence, as much as we complain about it, the due diligence of our regulatory system,
right,
to really understand what's going on and forecast it, and to require the banks to do stress tests and hold enough capital to deal with the likelihood that the economies that we've seen and will enter into in the future may well challenge the capital structure and the integrity of the largest banks of the land. You probably saw last week that even the great J.P. Morgan was downgraded.
Right.
So, but I'm not... last authority I would represent myself to be would be an international banking authority, but based on the news reports I've seen, it would appear likely that they'll do what might be referred to as a cram down,
right,
where the largest depositors end up owning the bank,
and they
wipe out the existing stockholders and the subordinate debt lenders, and end up having the bank properly capitalized by getting the largest, which I'm told are Russian,
right?
The Russians end up owning it.
So what will happen is that for depositors above a certain amount, maybe 25 to 35% of your deposits are going to be basically confiscated, and in return you'd be given shares of stock of the bank, but you're going to lose that money in terms of cash, and it'll, you know, the future will tell whether that there's any equity in those shares, but you'll be one of the owners of the bank, and the bank will be recapitalized, and the little shareholders will be made whole. But in the meantime, though, the European Union implications of this are fascinating to me, Mike, because look at the anxiety. This little teeny tiny 0.2% of the economy of the Eurozone. Look what this little tiny bank, I mean, this little tiny island is doing to the anxiety of the Eurozone.
It's a lesson in what happens when you can't deflate or inflate your own currency.
Right.
So they can't just unilaterally inflate the European currency and just say, look, we're going to pay for this through inflation, because they're in the euro and they can't get out of the euro, and now they're challenging the integrity of the euro with the potential failure of their banking system.
Yeah,
so
it's a little bit like Greece. It's like a tiny Greece. We thought Greece was the small weak link in Europe. the smallest weak link, but actually it turns out it's Cyprus. Greece's problems were sovereign, their national problems, whereas it looks like Cyprus is more the banking sector. But something like that, really, we have checks and balances here in the United States to resolve that, don't we?
Absolutely, and in the famous Dodd-Frank regulation was a component that said that that the largest banks of the land needed to create living wills, mm-hmm. and that there needed to be a resolution process if one of them gets in trouble.
Right.
And is at risk of failure.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Mike. Thanks for giving us a little tour of that banking situation over in the Mediterranean. 20 till right back with Mike Menzies. We're going to talk about what we learned last week at the Independent Community Bankers of America convention. And we learned a lot. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.